Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For live team coverage of breaking news, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 64 degrees. A shooter crashed his car into a Mormon church in Michigan Sunday and opened fire. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports.
Investigators are looking for answers after a shooting and massive fire at a Michigan church. We now know at least four people were killed. Eight others are hurt. It happened this morning at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Police say 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford rammed his car through the front of the church, shot at a large crowd, and intentionally set a fire with gasoline. Suspected explosive devices were also found. Officers quickly killed Sanford during a shootout. He was a Marine Corps veteran who served from 2004 to 2008. Officials say hundreds of people were inside that church at the time, and they believe more bodies may still be in the rubble. The church is considered a total loss.
The shooter was identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, an Iraq War veteran. The FBI is investigating the incident as a targeted attack. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a shooting Sunday morning in Hayes that killed a Hayes police officer.
Police received a call that a female had escaped a domestic violence incident at a residence in the 2000 block of East 21st Street. The woman reported that while she attempted to flee, her significant other, identified as 34-year-old Zane Wickham, drove his truck into her vehicle. She ran to a nearby home to call for help. Police surrounded a house and a shot was fired from inside, fatally injuring one officer. Police later found Wickham dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The dead police officer's name has not been released. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating the death of a missing Wichita woman as a homicide. WPD says 43-year-old Rachel Johnson was found dead inside a vehicle Sunday at a South Wichita home. September 27th, officers received a report of a missing person under suspicious circumstances. Due to the nature of the case, homicide investigators were assigned. Johnson had last been seen by family members the morning of September 26th. A bomb threat called to the Hutchinson Regional Airport was traced back to a Wichita boy.
The juvenile called in a threat just before 11 p.m. Thursday, saying there was a bomb attached to an airplane at the airport. Hutchinson PD officers responded to the reported threat a little after 8 a.m. Friday. Police determined that the threat wasn't credible, but not before the airport went on lockdown, restricting flights in and out of the facility. With the assistance of Wichita police, the juvenile was taken into custody and transported to the Reno County Youth Shelter. Charges of aggravated criminal threat were referred to the Reno County DA's office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two people are dead, including a retired customs agent and several others injured after a shooting in southern Texas. This happened at the Lucky Eagle Casino on the Kickapoo Reservation. A suspect, 34-year-old Kerryon Jones, is in custody. Police managed to track his vehicle and disabled it with a pit maneuver. Fox's Destiny Fuller reports from the scene.
The casino was packed for a big event. There was a large group of people here, and according to eyewitnesses, they looked outside of their rooms, heard gunshots. Witnesses say that a gunshot hit an entrance door and even a slot machine inside of that casino. One person was seen screaming outside. It was very traumatic for some of those people that we have spoken to and that have heard from online. The county judge issued a statement saying that the community has really been shaken by this tragic news. Again, we're working with county and local officials to bring you answers. And we've also learned that the FBI is involved in this investigation. We have seen them on the casino grounds.
Officials confirmed Marcus Antley, the retired U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent, died at the scene. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Authorities have released the name of a man who died in a motorcycle crash in West Wichita Thursday afternoon at First and Ridge. Police say a motorcycle hit the back of a pickup truck. The motorcyclist, 53-year-old Jason Young of Wichita, was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say speed may have been a factor in the crash. A deadly shooting in North Carolina Saturday evening. The suspect allegedly attacked by boat. Fox's Madison Scarpino has details.
People were just out enjoying their Saturday night. They were eating, drinking, listening to live music, when all of a sudden, a man in a boat allegedly starts shooting into the crowd. Three people are now dead. Five are injured. And officials confirm that the suspect is 40-year-old Nigel Edge. He was arrested not long after the shooting. He's currently in jail without bond, and he's now facing several charges, including first-degree murder. And the local district attorney says more charges could be coming. Police say this all happened at the American Fish Company restaurant.
The suspected shooter's motive is unclear. Officials say the victims were mostly tourists. The average cost of gasoline per gallon is slightly lower than this time last year, but not by much. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg explains.
The discount long enjoyed for the current price under last year's price is 1 penny right now. The price last year was $3.28. Now it's $3.27.
Lundberg says the war between Russia and Ukraine has been impacting prices at the pump, with crude oil prices recently rising after Ukraine destroyed Russian petroleum facilities. The oldest ever president of the Mormon Church has died.
Russell M. Nelson has died at 101, the oldest ever president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He passed away Saturday night at his home in Salt Lake City. Nelson was a former heart surgeon who spent four decades in the highest levels of church leadership after being selected back in 1984 to join a top church governing body called the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He ascended to the presidency in January of 2018. Russell Nelson made headlines back in 2019 when he repealed a pair of controversial policies, one that banned baptisms for children of gay parents and another that labeled same-sex couples as sinners eligible for expulsion. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions, it's really nice out there so far this morning, so things are looking good on that front as far as the traffic conditions are concerned. Really haven't seen very heavy traffic volumes, with a few exceptions down there in the Spirit AeroSystems area. Saw a lot of traffic on MacArthur between K-15 and Oliver just a little bit ago. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies turn partly cloudy, and after we hit 88 on Sunday, we'll fall a few degrees. Today we'll call the high of 83, southeast winds 5 to 15. Partly cloudy, lower 60s tonight. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, 82. Mostly sunny Wednesday and 84. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And right now we have a clear sky, calm, no wind, 62 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on Monday, September 29th. This is show number 7023. September 29th, we had a warm day, sunny, kind of muggy yesterday across South Central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature, 88 degrees, normal high 79.
Whoa.
On this date in 1959, winter jumped the gun with a storm that buried Colorado Springs with a staggering 20 to 30 inches of snow.
Oh, you're in the mountains.
Yep. Welcome to autumn in the mountains. On this day 236 years ago, that would be in 1789, Congress established the modern U.S. Army. The War Department set up this army with the strength of several hundred men. So they all probably had to bring their own rifles. Because until then, it was all local people putting their little groups together. And now we had an army. It's, as I said, 62 degrees. Kind of cool out there this morning. Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback Skylar Thompson says he was jumped and robbed in Dublin where the team played the Minnesota Vikings.
Kansas State grad.
Thompson is currently on injured reserve, suffered minor injuries after he was attacked Friday night. Steelers said in a statement that they were working with NFL security to gather more information regarding the incident. Apparently, the Irish didn't beat him senseless or try to. Just took his money or whatever. Wow. So they were playing in Ireland, huh? Okay. Didn't realize
that. Yeah, Steelers, Dublin yesterday. And the Vikings.
Okay.
The Vikings are staying over there and playing next week in London.
Wow. The Vikings are on a trip there, huh?
Yeah. Gonna see, pack some luggage.
Gonna see all the sights.
Practicing for a week in the UK.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Authorities in a northern Minnesota county are warning residents to be on the lookout for an unusual escape pet, a bobcat. The Roseau County Sheriff's Office said on social media that the State Department of Natural Resources received a report Thursday that a bobcat escaped from its owner in Warrood. Bobcats are categorized as regulated animals in Minnesota, not allowed to be kept except in the case of accredited zoos, wildlife sanctuaries, and individuals with state-issued permits. Well, if you got a permit, you can have a bobcat.
There you go.
It was unclear whether the owner of the escaped bobcat held the proper permits for the animal. The bobcat is loose. Every now and then we'll hear somebody reporting a bobcat sighting here around somewhere in Kansas. My granddad said they used to have them out in western Kansas when he was a kid. Apparently it's just a big cat that's kind of vicious. You probably don't want one sitting on your...
No.
Just
a little bit ago, I actually watched one of those list articles on a vehicle on, you know, random topics. And one of the things they were talking about was the deadliest animal in each state. There were several states where the bobcat was the deadliest animal that they had. Not in Kansas, though. Care to guess what Kansas's deadliest animal is?
The jackrabbit.
No. Ted, you got a guess?
Rattlesnake.
Nope. It is the white-tailed deer.
Dangerous because it runs in front of cars?
Runs in front of cars. Causes the most damage and injury.
Of course, wasn't it within the last year or two, somebody was sighting a bobcat and bobcat tracks near Valley Center for
that's
a while?
That's what I was thinking. That there's been some alleged sightings and even some of those trail photographs that they take. Yeah, bobcat country. Okay, let's see. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Got a lot planned for the show today. We did a lot this weekend, both Ted and I, and we got things to tell you about. We'll be talking about that. Ted, Ted had a reunion. Ted and I were out on Douglas Avenue yesterday afternoon. The downtown chili cook-off this weekend. Yep. A lot going on.
Yeah, I was there at the chili cook-off.
Nice. You'll have to give us a report.
We had a representative there. Don Grant will be in later. This hour, he'll give us a report.
Did you run into Don Grant?
I ran into Don Grant. One of the first people I saw when I went in there.
Very good.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He'll be here in about, 30 minutes or so?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, pro football yesterday. We had another week in the NFL, another good Sunday, and we had the Kansas City Chiefs at home at Arrowhead hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Both teams trying to get a win to get back to .500 on the season. The Ravens coming in with the top offense in the NFL, averaging 37 points a game. Could the Chiefs stop the Ravens? Well, the answer to that was yes. The Chiefs' defense held the Ravens to just about half of their usual total. Ravens got 20 points. Chiefs got much more than that as Kansas City finally got its offense uncranked in Week 4. Mitch Holtis, of course, had the call. It was right here yesterday afternoon on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
up on the football quickly as Patrick Mahomes under center. Worthy's in the backfield. They're going to roll to the right side, and now Mahomes throws for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Marquise Brown! Hollywood goes all the way across the formation on fourth and one for a 15-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes has four TD passes into the land of the sweet nectar.
Yeah, sweet nectar. Patrick Mahomes with four touchdown passes to four different players.
How about
nice.
That?
Yep, that's good. The Chiefs also 4-for-4 on fourth down conversions. So
how about that?
Moving that's the chains on,
on fourth down
on,
yeah.
when you have to. So that was good. The Chiefs scored four touchdowns in the red zone. So once they got close, they capped it off with 7 points. Zero turnovers for the Chiefs as well. So no mistakes. A lot of good things going on, and the Chiefs win the game 37-20.
Don't know if I'd say no mistakes. We got another miss from Harrison Butker.
Yeah, Butker missed another kick. He's missing one a game.
At least, yeah.
So far this season, which we are not used to. The Chiefs ended up, so back-to-back wins now for the Chiefs. They're 2-2 on the season, and they have they continue to own the Ravens. The Chiefs are 7-8 against the Ravens, winning 7-8 in the last several years. Patrick Mahomes continues his domination of the Ravens. And the division sure looks a lot different than it did a week and a half ago. As Mitch said on the broadcast, the first-place Los Angeles Chargers were undefeated. They lose to the winless New York Giants. So wow. The Chiefs gain ground there. The Las Vegas Raiders also lost. And the Broncos play tonight on Monday Night Football. So the Chiefs are now just one game behind after that 0-2 start behind the Chargers in the division. Things can change quickly if you start getting in the win column. Some other NFL. We have two Monday Night Football games tonight in the NFL. One of them does involve the Denver Broncos from the AFC West. Chiefs will watch the Broncos hosting the Cincinnati Bengals tonight. Live coverage at 6 o'clock for that game over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And the other Monday night game is in Miami, the Dolphins hosting the New York Jets. And you can hear that one tonight. Coverage at 6 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, also in Kansas City yesterday, you had NASCAR racing in the Kansas City area at the Kansas Speedway, the Hollywood Casino 400.
The 2311 racing team was dominant Sunday. Denny Hamlin won the first two stages and was running second behind teammate Bubba Wallace in double overtime. But anything can happen in OT.
Oh my goodness! Chase Elliott! How about that?
Courtesy USA, Elliott came out of nowhere to pass Wallace and Hamlin and grab his second win of the season, punching his ticket to the round of eight. Hamlin ended up second and is in great shape to advance on points. The loss hurts Wallace the most. He's sitting 12th heading to the final race of the round of 12 next week at Charlotte. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Chase Elliott won that race at Kansas Speedway by 0.069 seconds. Close. Missed it by that much. There you go.
Very close.
Chase Elliott wins your NASCAR race at the Kansas Speedway in the playoffs yesterday. Speaking of the playoffs, the Kansas City Royals made the playoffs last year. They, of course, are not going to the postseason this year. But the Royals did finish with a winning record, for what it's worth. The Royals won 6 of 9 down the stretch. Finished off the season yesterday with a 9-2 win in Sacramento against the Athletics in front of a crowd of 8,700. You heard that game yesterday over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Royals wrap up the season 5 games short of a playoff spot. Over the course of 162, you hope to have won 5 more somewhere. Just one more win a month, and they might have made the playoffs. Couldn't get it this year. Right fielder Mike Yastrzemski hit 2 solo home runs yesterday in the finale, and the shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., the All-Star, finished the season with 184 hits. Best in the major leagues for the second straight year. Bobby Witt Jr. led the major leagues in base hits as the season has come to an end for the Royals, finishing at 82-80 on the season. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here.
6:22 now. Computer for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What's in your kid's breakfast cereal? That's coming up. Steve is hit in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 62 degrees here at 6:30 on a Monday morning. Wichita police are investigating a shooting Saturday night in the 400 block of South Vassar. First responders found two victims, a 30-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy, both suffering from gunshot wounds. They were hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators learned the 30-year-old homeowner went outside after seeing a teenager rummaging through his vehicle. Police say the 15-year-old shot the homeowner, and then the homeowner then returned fire and hit the 15-year-old.
One person was critically injured in a crash early yesterday in northeast Wichita near 37th and Rock. A vehicle missed a curve, jumped the curb, crashed into a tree. A man in his late teens or early 20s was unconscious inside the vehicle and had to be extricated.
The average price of gas per gallon dropped by 2 cents to $3.27 per gallon over the past 2 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. But that's not going to last. Lundberg says the war between Russia and Ukraine has been impacting prices at the pump.
Gasoline prices looked ready to decline, but in the past several days, crude oil prices have strengthened noticeably, mostly because the damage to Russian petroleum facilities at the hand of Ukraine.
The average price of gas over the same period last year was just a penny higher at $3.28 per gallon.
A food company issuing a massive recall because of possible wood contamination.
The USDA says Hillshire Brands is recalling 58 million pounds of corn dog and sausage on a stick products because they may contain bits of wood. The issue was found after several complaints, including 5 injuries, revealed that wooden sticks had entered the production line before battering. The recall covers products packaged this year between March 17th and September 26th and sold nationwide, including to schools and military facilities, but not through the National School Lunch Program. Recalled brands include those by Jimmy Dean and State Fair, as well as one unbranded product. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And customers are urged to toss out the recalled products or return them to the place of purchase.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board will hear a proposal to close the county's East Kellogg Tag office and consolidate services at their West Douglas location.
The county points to limited resources and inadequate state funding behind the proposal. While the county would pay $410,000 to terminate the East Kellogg lease agreement, they say they will save $360,000 per year by consolidating offices. If approved, the East Kellogg Tag office would close October 9th, with the consolidated office opening on October 14th. The county has 3 satellite locations and plans to add 3 more. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies turn partly cloudy, and after we hit 88 on Sunday, we'll fall a few degrees today. We'll call the high of 83, southeast winds 5 to 15. Partly cloudy, lower 60s tonight. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, 82. Mostly sunny Wednesday and 84. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, 62 degrees, no wind, it's calm. Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Monday, September 29th, 2025. Excuse me, I did not realize this until this morning, but yesterday was National Sons Day. We had Daughter Day, what, last week?
Mm-hmm.
So they had Sons Day yesterday. So I went ahead and posted some pretty obnoxious photos of my son and me this morning on our web, on our Facebook, so... Happy birthday to sons everywhere.
Yes.
You're a son.
I am.
I'm a son.
So are you.
Yes. Coming up 1 hour from now, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, who we saw at ICT.
Yes, the mayor came right by our location yesterday at Open Streets ICT and said hello.
Yes, we even have a Facebook photo of that too, right? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk with the mayor again about an hour from now. We did go to Open Streets ICT, Ted and I, yesterday afternoon, and kind of warm out there. A lot of people, this is a smart way to do it. A lot of people got on their bicycles so they could go the whole distance. What was it, a mile or two?
3 miles.
3 miles. So, you know, and kids were riding their little bike. It was a lot of families out there.
Lots.
good to see him out there on a Sunday afternoon.
A lot of folks enjoying our city on a Sunday afternoon. On a warm Sunday afternoon, but everybody seemed to be having a pretty good time.
So you had a reunion this weekend. The Capon had reunion. Capon, is it? You still say it Capon?
The high school pronounces it Capon, so I'm referring to the high school. I'll pronounce it Capon until they wise up and change it.
Well, you had your reunion in class of what, 85?
Class of 85, my 40th high school reunion 40th. This weekend, yeah.
Time flies, doesn't it?
I know, it sure does.
See, you saw a lot of old friends, I'll bet.
Yep, it was good to see a lot of faces I had not seen in 10, 20, 30, or even 40 years.
Really? Oh. And you went and did a little partying. I saw that.
Yeah, we just kind of spent Friday and Saturday just hanging out with each other.
Great.
At different locations, yeah.
That's a great deal. All right.
And enjoyed that football win on Friday night.
Well, yes. You were telling me the Crusaders were dropped behind Northwest, what, 28-0?
28-0, and man. Crusaders came back and won that game in overtime, 43-42.
We got to get Sharts on the radio. Their coach. I'm sure he's listening right now.
I'm Coach, sure he is.
Call us now. We want to find out what you said to those kids to get them turned around. Man, something.
Well, Weston Sharks has won a lot of games in the City League. And
yeah, wonder what
he got another classic on Friday night.
The motivation was. He probably promised them if they come back and win, they could be on the Steve and Ted show or something. That would motivate.
Oh, yeah.
That would motivate That'll teenagers. Motivate you. Okay. All right, 6:36 now, Steve and Ted. September 29th on this date. 109 years ago, that would be 1916, John D. Rockefeller was declared the first American billionaire. That was in 1916 dollars. But modern historians think there was an exaggeration that he only had about $900 million at the time.
Can you imagine? That guy was...
You know, and the book out several years ago, a huge book on Rockefeller. I read this thing, and it was a tome. His family, since he was, you know, like three or four generations, still trying to give the money away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just can't give it all away.
So much, you can't give it away.
Yeah.
I've been to his final resting place, an extremely modest grave in Cleveland.
Cleveland? Yeah. Is it really? Just, okay.
It's not ornate or fancy at all.
Today is, for some of you out there who are collecting Social Security. New changes meant to modernize payments of Social Security and VA benefits go into effect this week, marks an end to paper checks and money orders for federal transactions, limiting payments to digital methods, including direct deposit, prepaid cards, digital wallets, real-time payment systems, and other modern electronic options. So the order impacts all federal disbursements, including benefit payments from the Social Security Administration and the Departments of Veterans Affairs. So, if you're so old-fashioned, you still got a check, you're not going to have a check?
What's going to happen when this group of people don't get that check in the mail? They're going to start panicking?
Oh, they're going to have to call the Social Security office, and there are apparently not enough people to answer the phone.
And they will not be pleased. Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of very annoyed people.
There sure are.
Wasn't my idea. It's 6:38 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures opened lower as they scored new lows for the current slide. Now, the cattle complex was able to bounce off those lows and close mostly higher, especially the feeder cattle. Cash cattle trade last week, $3 to $4 lower than the previous week. The friendly hog and pig report supported lean hogs to allow new contract highs and triple-digit gains on the close. Friday's close saw December live cattle unchanged at $234.30, October feeder cattle up $2.95 at $357, and December lean hogs up $2.42 at $91.05. Now, the wheat and corn futures closed negative, and soybeans were slightly positive on Friday. Overall, it was a very quiet news day for our grain and soybean markets. Last week, December Kansas City wheat lost 2 pennies. December corn also lost 2 pennies. November soybeans lost 12 cents for the week. Now, Tuesday is a small grain summary, and September stocks report at 11 a.m. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's a quarter of a penny higher, 505 and three quarters. December corn down a penny and three quarters at 420 and a quarter. November beans down 3 pennies at 1010 and three quarters. November crude oil trading $1.23 lower at $64.49. December gold $44, and 40 cents higher at $3,853.30. December S&P's up 28 points at 6,725. December dollar index down 9 cents at 97.73. And December Dow Jones futures 151 points higher at 46,707. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Lefter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Anything new on the screw room, Tom? We got any more reports on that?
No. You just continue to see a lot of articles put out there. Most of them are just repeating things that have already been said.
Yeah.
And continue to put gory-looking pictures out there that probably is not going to help the consumers any by seeing those. But at the moment, nothing new.
Yeah, pretty yucky-looking little animal there, huh?
It really is.
Yeah. Do you have a good weekend? Did you get out and do anything? Or?
Oh, we was really busy. Being the family keeps getting larger and larger, where if you know our kids having kids and our grandkids having kids, it's harder to get together at Christmas time. So we had Christmas over the weekend of all the family coming together.
Wow.
And it was even nice enough that everybody could get in a pool and swim and had a really great time.
You're swimming for Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, you're just like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation. Got Melly Kaliki Maka playing there. And having yourselves a grand old time at the pool. Wow.
All right.
That's right, Ted.
Did you exchange gifts or anything?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Wow. And did what was the chow then on that? Have some salmon or what?
Oh. Hey, fish is one thing. I eat worse than I do chicken.
Oh, hey.
But I grilled, and I did grill chicken breast, hamburgers, quarter-pound dogs, brats, and then we had all kinds of side dishes, too, on top of that.
Wow.
Man, that is a feast.
Why don't you adopt me into your family?
Well, you got to meet certain criteria. So
I got you. Okay.
I tell you, I'll send you an application, and we'll see whether or not you can pass.
Okay. I'll be glad to fill that out with a Crayola.
All right. The very Dickensian Christmas at the Lefflers.
Yeah, yeah, really.
The quarter pound.
Yeah.
Frankfurter.
All right, there. Thank you, Scrooge. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
That's when I see Leffler with his top hat on. Christmas. Boy, go buy the biggest quarter pound hot dog you can find.
Yeah, and he's wearing a Speedo. All right. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP the Bunny Tracker, things to look for when moving in retirement.
Eh?
That's on the way. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gas prices down 2 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. National average, $3.27 a gallon.
Two.
Hayes police officer shot and killed in standoff with domestic violence suspect.
One.
At least 5 dead after gunman sets a church on fire in Michigan. Shooter is dead. More bodies could be found. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
I'm starting to see some traffic get heavier eastbound on Kellogg, and this is between 135th West and 119th Street West. So just watch out there. We've got quite a bit of eastbound traffic, and traffic is running a little slow. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 63. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 82. Now, clear sky, 62 degrees, calm at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Despite tariffs, new car prices are not changing much in the U.S.
It's Fox Wheels.
New car prices have held at about record levels since 2023, at just over $49,000 on average, with tariffs on things like aluminum not having much of an impact on sticker prices yet, as automakers seem to be taking a measured approach, recognizing that consumers are already financially stretched and don't want to risk losing sales or market share. Edmunds tells Fox Business that shoppers should expect automakers to be cautious in how they manage pricing and incentives. Analysts caution buyers to be aware of that balance between prices, which could scare away customers, and other profit centers where we could see steep increases on things like destination fees and repairs, automakers and dealers limiting incentives, and potentially regulating supply. The good news for used car buyers, there's an oversupply and prices continue falling. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Boeing stock closed higher in a Friday turnaround on Wall Street.
The major averages snapping a three-session losing streak and ending higher after the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditures price index, came in line with expectations, leaving an opening for a possible interest rate cut next month by the Fed. The PCE index rose 0.3% in August. The Fed gives more weight to the so-called core price index that excludes food and gas. It rose to a somewhat slower 0.2% on a monthly basis, while it was unchanged at 2.9% annually. The Dow winner Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Apple, Chevron, and Cisco. The Dow up 300 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Things to look for when moving in retirement. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. As always, good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. And when I talk about moving, I'm not talking about just getting up off the sofa and walking through the house or something. I'm talking about other things, you know. I just read the latest Wallet Hub article about the best and worst cities for retirees. Now, I don't know if the methodologies for ranking the cities is fair nor if the data they use is correct, but I won't try to second guess the article. However, the criterion used for has several things that we should all look at if we're planning to move in retirement. To quote Wallet Hub, they used 46 metrics covering 182 cities. The lowest ranking cities tended to fare poorly across the board. Those included high costs, wealth, healthcare, fewer services, lower quality, and or some combination of all of that criteria, lower quality of life. But how can you check out a city that you are considering? Well, we all have similar basic needs. Let's start there. When you're considering a retirement location, look beyond just the taxes and the weather. Do some reading. Then hit the ground yourself to evaluate healthcare access. If you know approximately where you'll want to live and spend most of your time, find primary care facilities and hospitals. With the internet, it's not tough to learn how they treat their patients and how they are received locally through reviews. Is that housing affordable? How about utilities? How much do they cost? Is there shopping nearby? This includes the availability of food and necessities like medications. Next would be lifestyle. If you're a pickleballer, well, is there a thriving community for that? How easy is it to get around? Is there public transportation, or is the community served by Uber or Lyft? Now, I've learned that I can't judge a community till I've spent some time there. Get online and book a week or two in a short-term rental. That way you won't be isolated to a hotel. Walk the streets. Talk to locals. Smaller towns have fewer populations that may offer a better mix of affordability and still have those services that you need. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So the downtown chili cook-off again this year. How'd it go?
It was an amazing day. We had great crowds down there. We had about 60 teams cooking and
60. Wow.
Yeah, and the firefighters dominated, and there was I can't remember the other one, but it was another one. There were like two teams that kind of dominated a lot of winning. Yeah. But we I just just a great day. It was a little warm, but that meant people may have ordered another beverage, you know, which was good. And of course, you know, the Wagon Masters, we're all volunteers, and we start planning for this probably 9 months before it happens every year. And the costs have gone up dramatically. I mean, just the cost of the trash collection, of the porta potties, of closing off the streets. We have to hire officers, you know, for security. All of that has nearly doubled in the last 4 years. But in spite of that, we had a number of wonderful, wonderful, sponsors step up, and just the people coming down there. You know, every cent that we made above and beyond what we, you know, what we raised for this goes back to the community in the form of Good Life grants. And to date, we've given just about $300,000 back to the community in the form of grants.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good. You've accomplished some good things there. And even though the cost has gone up, I guess you can still make some. I mean,
well, if our sponsors hadn't stepped up the way they have, it covers us, you know. Yeah. So the costs are covered. How was Open Streets? You did that on Sunday, right?
The cost has not gone up on that for us. Ted and I were in
the koozies you were handing out didn't cost a little more.
A pleasant tent.
They were sturdy water bottles.
Oh wow!
Yeah, with straws.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Insulated.
They were flying off the shelves. Oh, yeah.
Well, you were giving them away, so I can see how they were.
That's
yeah,
that's true, yes.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people out there. I don't know how many, but most of them, it's a three-mile route if you want to go see everything. And a lot of people were on their bikes, little kids on bikes. And
did you see people you know?
Not many.
No? You must have had all those autograph hounds out there.
No.
Wanting your picture and an autograph.
No, they wanted the bottles.
They wanted the bottles, okay.
They didn't attend me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From, you know, anybody.
We saw a few people.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of listeners, very nice people.
Yes.
So there you go. Fun day.
All right.
The U.S. and Canada celebrate.
I just want your chili. I just want that chili now.
You got it. God, we were going to
starving.
All right, you gave me some salmon last week.
Oh, yeah.
My wife asked me yesterday, was he going to give you some salmon? It's in the refrigerator. I forgot it.
Oh, you forgot to take it home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I gave it to you frozen. I shrink wrap it.
Okay.
Yeah. For people that don't know this, I think I've got it down. That I've got the smoked salmon down.
Oh, yeah.
Down. I dry brine it, then I drizzle it with a little bit of lemon and honey right before I. Oh, it's tasty stuff.
He's jamming like a salmon.
Yeah.
Jamming like a salmon.
Today is National Coffee Day in the U.S. and Canada. International Coffee Day is 2 days later on October 1st, in case you're interested. The idea is to help struggling coffee farmers worldwide make a living wage.
Okay.
Their costs have gone up too.
Exactly. Oh gosh, dramatically.
I drink mine with a little sweetener, and this is Prairie Fire Coffee right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I drink it black.
I didn't know you put sweetener in.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I thought you were just sweet enough already.
No, I'm pretty sweet. Coffee day. Have a good one. All right. Anything else?
Nothing. Just been a great weekend. Kind of recovering from it. Now I got to go to work.
Yeah. Everybody's going back to work.
Work.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour, our news here on KNSS. At least 5 dead in a shooting and fire at a Michigan church. Got that story. And a police officer shot and killed in Hayes. Those stories on the way. Stephen Tidd in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.